in our study of the Ramban, beginning of Parshas Vayera. The first Ramban on Vayera is quite long, and Ramban and Rashi and the Rambam disagree about how to understand really what's going on in the first two aliyahs. The first pasuk says that Hashem appeared to Avram in Elone Mamre, and then the next pasuk begins with Avram seeing these three people, the three malachim. They come to visit him, he prepares some food, Sarah prepares food, he talks with them, and then they move on to Sodom. So Rashi, basically what I told you was Rashi. Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu to be Mevakar Cholot, to visit the sick. This is Avram Avinu following the Bris Milah. He's in pain. Hashem visits him. And that's one pasuk. The Torah doesn't have any discussion between Hashem and Avram Avinu. Just Hashem appears to Avram Avinu to visit him. And then the malachim come in the form of men, and they eat, and they talk, and they move on to Sodom. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, and the Ramban quotes him, says that this is really one inyan. It's one topic here. Hashem appears to Avram Avinu. How did Hashem appear to Avram Avinu? In the form of a vision. And the vision was that he saw these three people, these three angels come to him. He saw himself talk to them. He saw them eat. He saw Sarah make some food. He saw Sarah laugh. Didn't ever happen. The fact that the preschool morals tell the children, look, we have chesed, we have bigger home, never happened. The story never happened. It was a vision that Abraham saw. It was Hashem's way of communicating with him. And he goes on to say that any time any Navi, besides for Moshe Rabbeinu, has a prophecy, it's really a malach, an angel from Hashem, talking to the person from Hashem. And when you find throughout Tanakh that people interact with malachim, it is a vision, it is not an actual occurrence. People don't really talk to angels. The Ramban disagrees. He has some very strong words here. He says, Asr l'shaman, you can't listen to this, v'ach, ki l'hamin ben, don't believe this. It is not so. This really did happen. And he learns like Rashi. First Hashem appeared, and then these two people came in the form of angels. He said, Ramban says, that a person can interact with an angel, can speak to an angel, can see an angel before he's a prophet. And he brings several rayos. One is Philaxi's Parsha Hagar. Hagar was not a prophetess. The Torah says that she talked to angels, that angels appeared to her when she was at the well three times, three different angels, maybe more. But she wasn't having nevuah, she was having a conversation with a malach. He goes through other examples where a malach can appear. Daniel, he says, interacted with a malach, but it wasn't the level of nevuah. On the way to becoming a Navi, a person can interact with a malach, and then a person can achieve nevuah. Some people never get there. All they get is the malach. He says that the difference that's given between Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy and other prophets, for example, Vayikra Moshe, Hashem calls to Moshe, Vayidaber Alav, and Hashem speaks to Moshe. Hashem calls, and then Hashem speaks at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. He contrasts that with the end of our parsha at the Akedah, when Avram Avinu brings Yitzchak to the Akedah. First, Hashem tells Avram, bring your son. Then a malach interrupts and says, the malach says, don't do it. Then the Torah says a second malach appears, and then Hashem speaks. So he explains that Avram Avinu was advancing towards prophecy. First, he was able to interact with the malach, and then he moved up and was able to hear what Hashem said. Hashem uses the malach first to call a person, and then the person advances to prophecy. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu, no. Moshe Rabbeinu was always ready for prophecy. Hashem could address him directly. He didn't have to go through the malach. The Ramban says that in our story at the beginning of the parsha, the malachim appear as men. Sometimes the malachim in Tanakh will appear as malachim. A person will be aware that this is an angel from Hashem. Here, the person appears; these malachim appear as men, not as people. The Ramban says that Avram Avinu here was not anticipating the nevuah. He was warm in his tent. It was a very hot day. He stepped outside. Hashem happened to appear to him. This was not a normal nevuah because Avram Avinu wasn't preparing himself for nevuah. Hashem appears to him to be mevakar cholot to visit him. And then these malachim therefore come as people, not as malachim, because Avram Avinu was not anticipating interacting on that high spiritual level. I don't understand this. Ramban, it sounds like it's a bit beyond us. We don't have nevuah. We don't talk to malachim. But this is the Ramban's argument with the Rambam. The Rambam again holds this is entirely a vision. This never happened. The whole story with the malachim coming and moving on to Sodom. The Ramban says, no, of course it did happen, and not to follow the Rambam's approach.